Welcome to Keeping It Real's podcast, where we believe in real hope, real love, and a real God. We pray that this message encourages you and builds your faith. Now here's Pastor Reggie Green III.
Hope you all got your Christmas shopping done. Anybody doing last minute shopping? Maybe slip the hands. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm not going to be long this afternoon, but I believe that God has a message for us, and it's an awesome, you know, this is my favorite time. Anybody just enjoy Christmas? I like, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's always just a great time just to be around family and friends, and I just, you know, favorite holidays, and so I'm grateful that you guys are all here, and I pray that God has done some good things through this year in your life, and as we're going to close out the year as well, and I hope that along with the hard times, because I know we get some hard times as well, there's some good times, and how many know that God is faithful through it all? And that is the key, and that is the weapon that you and I have, that through it all, God is always faithful. He is consistent, and so we have to trust in Him. But I want to speak a message today. I want to title it, Handle Your Stumble. And I just want to just uncover a few things, and we won't get too deep in today, because I know we don't have all the time in the world, but I just pray that this message would help you and just encourage you and make you aware of an important time, I think, that we all face as human beings. And so I want to read a scripture, and then we'll pray, and then we'll get into it. But in 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6, you don't have to turn there. I want to just read it to you. But 2 Samuel chapter 6, we're going to start in verse 1. And I just listen to this, a certain season, a certain part of King David's life. And you know I'm a big fan of King David. He was a powerful king of Israel, and God worked through him. And I love him because he was just a man, and he had some issues in his life, but God was with him. And I love that, because I think that's a reflection of our heart. We have some issues, but God is with us. And the Bible says of him that he was a man after God's own heart, despite his failures and despite some issues that were going on, he still had this heart. How many know you can have some problems going on, but still have a heart towards God? And so that's important in your walk with God, that I may have some issues, but my heart is towards God. I want to get it right. I want to do right. And that was David's heart. And so in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1, the Bible says, it says, David again brought together all the able young men of Israel, 30,000. That was his army. He and all his men went to Baala in Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God. And you got to know, back then, the Ark of God, it was the presence of God. And so wherever the Ark was at, man, things were going down. It was like, you know, today we have the Holy Spirit. It's in our lives. And that's a whole nother message in which we walk with the presence of God. But back then, it was confined. And so it was in this ark. It was in this box that was beautifully made. And so that's what it is. It represents for us today the presence of God. And so it says, in Judah, to bring up there the ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim on the ark. Cherubim were just were angels. They set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, sons of Abinadab, were guarding the new cart, and with the ark of God on it, and Ahio was walking in front of it. David and all Israel were celebrating all their might before the Lord with castanets, harps, lyres, timbrels, sistrums, and cymbals. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God because the oxen had stumbled. Verse 7, it says, the Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because his irreverent act. That's going to be a great word for us today. His irreverent act. And therefore God struck him down, and he died there beside the ark of God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah, and to this day that place is called Perez Uzzah. Verse 9, David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how can the ark of the Lord ever come to me? How can the presence of the Lord ever come to me? Verse 10, he was not willing to take the ark of the Lord to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite for 3 months, and the Lord blessed him and his entire household. Let's pray today. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come to your house. I pray that you speak to us today. Lord, I pray that when we leave this place, that we have a better understanding of your presence, God, I pray that that would never leave us. It would never go from us. God, we need your presence to change. We need your presence to move forward, to be everything that you've called us to be. So I thank you today that you're with us. And I pray that it is you and not me today that speaks to our hearts and transforms us from the inside out. We thank you for another year, another Christmas season. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. I was thinking about this scripture, and I thought about the title of the message is Handling Your Stumble. Because in life, something I've realized is that we all, at some point in our life, we stumble. It can be in marriage, it can be in relationships, it can be in school, it can be on a job. We all experience this place in our life in which we stumble, we make a mistake, whether it's not our fault, but we're in this place where we make a trip. And I was thinking about this, I was like, well, you know, we have a bunch of kids here, and when they trip and fall, they cry, but a lot of times they bounce back up. But you ever tripped when you're older? just that whole idea, like when you trip, you know, your life flashes before your eyes. Kids bounce up, but when you trip, right, we bam, eat the dirt and are panicking and all kinds of thoughts run through our mind. It's different falling and tripping and stumbling as a kid. It's different when you're an adult and you trip up and you stumble. It costs you a little bit more. Your face get all busted, your arm, you hurt for days. You just don't recover as gently. And a lot of times we don't fall as much when we're older. Just a simple concept today. We don't fall as much as, you know, a lot of kids aren't paying attention where they're going. When we're older, we're more accustomed. We watch where we go. We watch our foot and we watch our step. We're more mature. We pay attention. And it's something that we don't really think about. But how many times do you really fall per day? Not a lot. You've maneuvered. You figured out. You know the steps. You know not to walk this direction. You know not to walk off that ledge or off that. We understand these things. But I think in our life today, we stumble in different areas. We experience this stumble in our life. And if you've ever stumbled in life, you ever made a bad decision, you ever came in a course in your life in which, like David, in which something has happened, you know what I'm talking about today. How many of you ever stumbled? How many of you ever stumbled in your life? And here's the backstory about this. It's interesting is that David, they were excited. They were celebrating. Him and his 30,000 men, they're worshiping, they're exciting about what's to come. And in the midst of their victory, in the midst of their joy, in the midst of their rejoicing, one of the most powerful and interesting stories happens. And here David is excited and he's rejoicing about his future, he's rejoicing about what's to come, but in the midst of all that, Uzzah's killed. And I want to challenge you today because here's the thought for today, is that since we all experience some type of stumble, and whether it's our fault or it's not our fault, we all experience some type of stumble in life. It is important for you and I to work through it. We all experience this stumble. We will all face this time. But I want you to know that a lot of times when people stumble, let's say in their relationships, they die in that place of their life. When they stumble going after a dream and it doesn't work out and things don't work out as they plan, there's this stumble and there's this fall and they die in that moment. In a relationship, especially, you know, for those that are married, I've been thinking about this a lot. You have at some point in your marriage, you will stumble. And you make a decision, either I will die there and allow this to take us and make us and cause us to go other directions, or we will work through it. Sometimes it's in your own life, in your own strategy, just like David, his plan, and he was excited, and he didn't see it coming, and yet in the midst of his journey, in the midst of his purpose, and he has a direction, the oxen stumbles. And so I want us to pay attention to this story, because I believe today that if you do not know how to function through your stumbles and survive your stumble, you will die there. You will stumble, and you will lose sight, and you will lose focus, and you will, just as we're going to look at here, as we're going to fall short. And here's the thing, what I find interesting about this is that when Uzzah stumbled, now here's the idea, here's because we're going to get into this, and it's about the presence of God, is when Uzzah touched the ark, this is what you have to understand. Sometimes it sounds cruel, doesn't it? Like all he did was like hold up the ark. It was the presence of God. It was honorable, and it stumbled. And so why not let it fall and hold it up? That makes perfect sense. But here's the thing that you and I have to know about the ark is that no one was supposed to touch it. No one touched it. The only one that could handle the ark were the Levites. And number two, it wasn't supposed to be carried on no cart by no oxen. There was rules on carrying the presence of God. There was procedure. Certain, the Levites, and it was supposed to be handled a certain way and work the presence of God. It was supposed to be handled, it was supposed to be revered and honored. And it's interesting, God strikes him down because he says of his irreverent act. Now, here's the thing, what God was upset about is that for Uzzah, he knew better. He was not supposed to touch it. It was not supposed to be on, and David knew better. It was not supposed to be on no oxen, carried on no cart. And so when it tipped over, and the deal behind this is that Uzzah had no respect for the presence of God. He had no respect, no value for what was next to him. And have you heard of that saying where familiarity produces contempt? It's like you get so accustomed that you start valuing and stop honoring. I mean, what I'm talking about. It's just like you just have it all the time and you don't even think twice. You start, it's always there. It's always there. He's always there. She's always, it's always there. And all of a sudden we start losing respect. We don't value it. We don't honor it. And here is the idea. This is what God was upset about. He said, hey, Uzzah, you know better. And he touched it and God killed him. God ain't going to kill us today, but he killed him. And this is number two to this. Is that the Bible says David was upset. He was angry and he was afraid. He was angry and he was afraid. And so here the presence of God is, right? Uzzah dies and David gets upset. He gets angry and he becomes afraid. But as I was reading this story, I couldn't help but to think, here's the thing, is that as the oxen stumble, what God was trying to do and trying to make clear to King David's life is a number of things. He says, basically, you are handling that ark, the presence of God, in an inappropriate way. You are not, and he had 30,000 men behind him. They were celebrating. But here's the thing, what God will do in your and my life, he will stop us dead in our tracks. He will stop us dead in our tracks to make sure we handle the presence of God right. And this is what he was doing. And it wasn't so much to hinder David. Even though, how many of you felt like, God, I'm just trying to go step forward. But every time I go, something comes up. Every time I try to do my, and something comes up. But God was letting, and so David was feeling this same way. Look, Lord, I'm moving forward. I've got my army. I've got my 30,000. But God was saying, you're handling my presence wrong. And I have to, before you move any further, and you do what I've called you to do, you have to know how to handle this right. And this is the power of, this is now, I want you to understand now, here comes, is that when you stumble in life, many of us, we stop, we quit. A lot of people I know, because I work a lot more people who are in the relationship with God, is when they face a hardship, they fade out. Lord, I'm yours. I give my life to you. And I understand and I want to follow you. But the minute a hardship comes, an unanswered prayer comes, or it doesn't work out as you thought, peace out, deuces, I'm out, God. My prayer wasn't answered. It didn't work the way that I thought. It's taking a little bit longer. My life isn't, and we stumble and we trip up and we fall and I'm out. And so, but I want to challenge you today. Is it possible that when you stumble, that maybe God is trying to get your attention? See, when you and I stumble, here's the important thing, because we're going to experience, when we stumble in life, when we stumble in our relationship, what you have to allow the stumble in your life to do is for you to take a step back and say, Lord, am I doing it right? Am I going forward right? Am I carrying your presence right? Am I on the right direction? Because what God was trying to do for David, he says, look, man, you're the king and you're moving forward, but you're not handling my presence right. You're doing it totally wrong. And before I let you get any further where it's going to cost you more in your ministry, more in your life, more in your relationships, let's deal with it right now. And I want to challenge you to begin to look back if you are in a stumbling place. And you are trying to figure it out. that you would take a step back and say, Lord, what is it that isn't right? And it's interesting because even in this situation, it wasn't all of David's fault. It doesn't just have to be your fault. It could be just a situation, something that comes down, but yet it's caused you to stumble in your life. Take a step back and say, Lord, what is it that you're trying to show me? What is it that you're trying to show me? Because here's the thing, is like we said earlier, that the problem with Uzzah was that it was irreverent. He didn't respect, he did not honor the presence of God. He did not value it. And in our culture today, you and I have to take some time to step back and to ask ourselves, am I valuing the presence of God? You know, one thing I tell, like when people preach or if I work with preachers, I always say, when you're up here and you're behind the mic, don't disrespect the pulpit. That's important. Do not use it for your own ambition, your own gain. Do not disrespect this mic. Do not respect this stage. Do not disrespect the audience and the church. This is respected. This is a place of value, a place of purpose. You preach the word of God. Do not disrespect it. Don't come up here with pride and act like you know everything. This is the house of God. This is valuable to me. It's important. It's an important place. And so you and I, in our culture today, there's no honor. We don't have that as much. But I want to challenge our church today in keeping it real, that you and I would begin to, you know what? I need to honor what God is doing in my life. I need to honor the presence of God. Has God shown you grace? Honor that grace. Has he shown you favor and mercy? Respect it and value that. Recognize that and say, Lord, you know what? This thing is valuable. This is grace. This is an opportunity. Do you honor it? Do you value it? In the stumbling place, there's a few things that I want to challenge you not to do. Is number one, you can't let your heart get hard. When you stumble in life, when it's your mistake or not your mistake, when it's an unanswered prayer or a prolonged prayer, or when it doesn't work out, or, you know, your plans don't work out and what you thought would happen doesn't work out, do not let your heart get hard. The Bible says David got angry. How many know when you start, a lot of times we get angry? The Bible says he got angry and then he became afraid. And then when he became angry, he became afraid, he let go of the presence of God. And a lot of times we can do this in our stumbling place. I trip up, I stumble, it's not working out, it's not going as I planned. We become angry, become frustrated, sometimes we become afraid, and we reject the presence of God. But what's interesting about this is that the presence of God didn't become less powerful because David rejected it. The presence went to Edom's house. And the Bible says that he blessed him there for 3 months. And I want you and I to be careful that you don't allow the own anger, own frustration, the own rejection, the own our own anger and fearfulness in our own lives, in our own heart, cause us to be removed from the presence of God. And David said, how am I going to handle this? But the whole thing, that wasn't God's intention. That wasn't his intention was to get David's attention. And don't reject God because it got hard. Don't reject God because things are a little bit difficult, because you stumble. Don't reject him because of that. God is still God. He's still powerful. He's still mighty. He can still open up doors. He can still do the miracles. He can still do the impossibilities. He's still God. He has not changed one bit. You're in the midst of your stumble in that threshing floor because God is trying to get your attention, trying to open your eyes to maybe, are you honoring him? Do you have that reverence for him? Are you honoring the presence of God? Are you going in the right path, in the right direction? I'm thankful that God sometimes has stopped me in my tracks because of not handling something right, not taking the right steps and moving the right direction. And so God wasn't just... His presence wasn't less powerful. It continued to bless. Just in another house. Just in another house. And so you and I have to understand something here, is that when we do go through this season of our life, when you do go through this stumble, if you haven't, or if you have already, it's important that you look, you pay attention Don't reject the presence of God. But ask yourself, why did I stumble? Why did I stumble? See, David didn't ask, I don't believe he asked the right questions in that. What would happen here? Why did this happen at this point in my life? And when you begin to look at that, God will begin to show you what it was. Maybe it was something in your heart. Maybe it was something in your mind. Maybe you're going about it wrong. Maybe you're getting into a relationship that wasn't right. Whatever it may be. But I want to challenge keeping it real that you won't die in this season of your life. You won't die in those places of stumble. That you won't reject the presence of God, that you won't doubt who he is in your life, that he is mighty and he's a miracle worker. Don't push it off to the side. Let the presence of God bless you, because that's the intention. And for you and I have to learn how to handle it right. Handle the presence of God right. Honor him in your life, in your household, gentlemen. Is his presence valued? Is his name to be honored? Ladies, in your family, is the presence of God to be honored? Is it to be valued and respected? Because here's the thing, Uzzah did not respect it, but Obed-Edom did. And because Obed-Edom, he valued it and understood the presence of God, he was blessed because of it. And so when you honor God and you honor his presence and you value, but you will be blessed because of it. Did you know that? And a lot of us, we don't think, yes, it is. Honoring God is attached to blessing. You honor him, he will bless you. You value who he is in your life, and you respect him in your life, and you put him first in your life, guarantee God will show up in with you. Guarantee God will begin to, oh, he blessed Odom, he's out for 3 months. Imagine the presence of God being here. He says, cool, bring him on in, because I understand the presence of God. I understand that it blesses. I'm not going to take it for granted. I heard about Uzzah. He died because he didn't respect it. I'm going to respect it. And God blessed him. And so I want us to think in this season of our life, as we think about Jesus and him coming to this earth and then dying on the cross, I want to challenge you today that would you respect and put some value on it? Now, when you come into the house of God, you know what? Right, we ain't a religious people. You know that. Our whole name is keeping it real. We're not about that. But there's one thing that you and I have to hold on to is honoring God. That we don't forsake that. That we honor the Lord, man. That we put some respect on his name. We value him. We say, Lord, you are good and you are faithful. And that we honor him in our house. We honor him in our job. We honor him wherever we go. And it will bless you. It will bless you. This is how God works. This is how the presence of God works. And it's something to be valued. It is something to honor. And I'm going to close with these final few thoughts as the worship team can come. How have you valued God in your life? Ask yourself today, does he have value to you? Do you honor who he is and what he's done? Do you honor the fact that he came to this earth and he died on the cross? Do you honor that? Do you value his word? Do you honor his word? And when he gives direction and you are challenged because of his word, is it forsaken or do you take it to heart? Do you recognize that? Do you see it? Do you take your time with him seriously? Or is it when it's convenient or when it's available? And I believe this is something that God wants to do in which in our lives and in our hearts and in our church. That we'd have a sense of honor when it comes to him. That we would value his name. We'd value who he is and what he's done. And that's how it is in relationships. When you honor And when you lose honor, you lose respect for somebody, and you don't value it, right? It's usually it's cast to the side. We all have things in our lives that we really do value, and we put importance on it. Is God one of them? I mean, we value a lot of things. We value, you know, cars, we value shoes, we value a whole lot of stuff. But I wonder today, is God one of the things? Is he one of the beings that you value? And the next question is he the number one thing that you value? Because he deserves all of that. He deserves our praise. He deserves our honor. He deserves that. He died on the cross. He shed his blood. He's the one that we celebrate Christmas. He's the reason why we're here today. He's the reason. And that picture of him killing Uzzah is a pretty graphic picture, but it just reflects God's heart towards dishonor. It reflects that. And so, you and I hope that we would change our perspective on that. That we would change our the way we perceive those things when we come into the house of God, when we seek his face and we think about what he's done in our life and who he is. I pray that we would. I pray that we would. And I bet you, I believe it, because God is so into honor that when you begin to, God will begin to show up in your life. And all you do is begin to honor him, begin to thank him, begin to praise him, begin to value his presence, begin to not take those things for granted. Maybe there's people in your life, in your relationship, that you have to do the same thing, man. Begin to value them, begin to honor them. And it'll be interesting how that relationship will change. Just by honoring them, respecting them, you know, and man, people, you know that, man. When you honor, how many feel good when someone honors you? And there's value on you. And I want to think, I don't like being disrespected. Anybody like that? You know, just, I don't like being disrespected. And so in our relationship with God, it's the same way. God is a God to be honored, to not be taken for granted, to praise, to worship, to make time, to take time in our daily walk with God, to take time on a Wednesday night or a Sunday to come and say, you know what, Lord, I'm seeking you. It's worthy of all that. It's worthy of all that. To pray and to honor his presence and to value who he is. It's worth it all. Can we do that today, church? Can we go this year, finish out this year as you think about it? Am I honoring who God is? Am I honoring his name? Am I putting value on him? If not, then begin to do it today. Value his presence. Are you stumbling? Are you in a stumbling place? Maybe God is getting your attention. And you keep stumbling. You keep stumbling. Like, God, I can't. Well, maybe he's just simply saying, hey, you're going about it wrong. You need to change your perspective. You're handling my presence and my relationship. I'm not just someone you just call on any, just whenever. No, there's a relationship to be had. There's a relationship to be built between me and you. And sometimes, you know what I learned? Sometimes an unanswered prayer is not so much that God is like, I don't want to answer you. A lot of times it's because he's trying to build a relationship with you. And has your relationship with God, has it only been built on coming to him in time of need? Or has it been built off of something you maintain a relationship with him? Or is it just to get you out of trouble? Is it just to make you feel good when you feel guilty that you just... And God will, you know what's interesting? God will do all that. But is your relationship just on that? You just come and allow it just to make you feel good? I get it. I've been there. And sometimes I find myself in my relationship doing the same thing. And I'm like, God, I want my relationship to go deeper with you. Not just when I'm in need. Not just when things aren't going right, when I'm stumbling. I want something deeper. Than anybody like that today? I want to challenge you. Honor him. Begin to value him. Think about him. Say, God, open my heart. Where am I not valuing? Where am I not honoring you? And God will begin to show you. Let's bow our heads this afternoon, just right where you're at today. Just in the presence of God. I believe there are some people here today that you're stumbling today. You're stumbling. You were going, and you're stumbling, you're trying to figure it out. But I'm here to tell you today that God is still powerful. He's still amazing. He's not limited. But I believe today he might be trying to get your attention. He wants you to consider how you're living, what you're pursuing, what you're going after. He wants you to consider, has he lost the firstness in your life? Has he become secondary to you in second nature? Has he become just a routine? He's trying to get our attention, I believe, as a church and as individuals. And because I believe that he does have a destiny and a purpose for all of us here today. I know that without a doubt. You read the word and you can go after scripture, but I know that God will take his time because we are his children, as the Bible says, and he will open our eyes. He will take his time. He will make sure that we stumble and that we are hindered in order for us to get it right, to get our mind right, to get our heart right. Some of us, it's sin. Other things, it's just simply putting it in right perspective, in right order. Your desires in your heart, in your mind. That's what he's doing. He's just, hey, I'm trying to get your attention. It's not for you to let, don't let your heart get hard. Don't become angry. Don't become fearful. Don't doubt me. I'm just trying to get your attention right now. And I pray that we would respond correctly. I pray that we would respond correctly in this time so that we can go forward and be kings, be the queens, be the sons and daughters of God that he's called us to be. Reevaluate. Think about your life. Think about how you're living. Think about the steps that you're taking. What conclusions have you come to about God? Are they correct or are they incorrect? Are you limited in your faith? Are you limited in your thinking? Maybe there's some thoughts rolling around in your mind that are just limiting you. Have you looked at those things? Maybe in your relationships, you're trying to figure out, man, relationship after relationship goes bad, bad, after bad, after bad. Maybe you got to reevaluate. Take a step back. God, what are you trying to show me? Maybe I'm partnering with people that are not right. Maybe for those of you, you know, being married today in your relationship, it feels like you've just been in this threshing floor for a long time. Take a step back. Is it something you need to change that he or she needs to change? Maybe you've lost respect and value for each other. Hey, work that out. You're in the threshing floor and you're stumbling for a reason. You're stumbling for a reason. And I believe it's for God trying to get your attention today. To readjust some things. To cut some things out. To add some things. To see God in a new perspective. In a new light. Don't become angry. Don't become bitter today. Don't become frustrated. Reevaluate. Maybe it's to deepen your relationship with God. Simply that's it, that God is saying, you know what, I want you to deepen your relationship with me. It's not necessarily anything that you're doing wrong. It's just deepen yourself with me. Come close to me. Trust me. Believe in me. Work it out. Maybe it's just putting deeper roots. Deeper roots. And maybe you haven't honored the presence of God, and God is saying, hey, look, I need you to honor this relationship. I need you to honor this relationship. Put some value on it. I want to pray for those that you don't know Jesus today. I want to lead you in just in a prayer. If you're here today and you say, you know what? I have not valued anything, nothing about God in my life. Maybe here today you know that your sin has been primary, it has been first. I want to tell you that Jesus died on the cross for your sins today. And he is to be, Jesus came, God gave his only begotten son to die on the cross. That is something you have to value. If God deemed it necessary and saw it as the only way for you and I to have salvation, then I suggest that you and I begin to live for him. The judgment is this, is that we reject Jesus. If we reject him, that's like saying, God, what you did, you sent your son on the cross, it was not enough, I don't need it. When you do that, that's a whole nother ballgame. Because that was God's plan, it was his strategy, it was his purpose. And I want to suggest and encourage and challenge you to begin to honor him today with your life. If that's you today, let's pray. I want to lead you to prayer. Say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I humbly come before you today. I want to honor you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I need to make some adjustments, and I know that you're the only way. Open my eyes. Help me to see. Help me to embrace all that you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's stand to our feet today. Let's leave this place. I want to challenge you to honor the Lord in your life. Honor him today. Honor him. Respect the presence of God. Put some value on. Let it become important to you. Ask God to help you. If you say, you know what? Let him help you. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to value your word. Help me to value. You know, one of the things that when I started preaching, I didn't like reading the Bible. And I remember my mom would say, why don't you read the Bible? And I couldn't get into it. But you know what? I began to pray. I said, Lord, help me to value your word. If someone couldn't force me. I grew up in church, all that stuff. But the minute I began to ask God to help me to value his stuff, he began to help me in that area. And I'm a big encourager of that. That if you are here today, you say, you know what? I'm struggling in this area. Then begin to ask God, say, Lord, help me to honor you. Help me to value. Show me where I need. Teach me to have a hunger for your word. Teach me to have a desire to put you first. Teach me. And God will show you. God will show you. I'm not going to say here, you know what, read the Bible this many times, do this and do that. I simply just come before your Father in heaven and say, Lord, help me in this area. Open my heart, open my eyes. Help me to have a desire for you, and he'll give it to you because it's what God does. He's the one that opens men and women's hearts. He's the only one that does it. So what I want us to do today as we worship, and we sing that beautiful song that the worship team will sing, that I want you simply today to begin to ask God for that. If there's an area in your life in which you know that you are in that season of stumbling, or maybe you're in that area, you're saying, you know what, God, your desires have not been my desires lately, then I want to encourage you today to worship God. Begin to talk to him about those things. Say, Lord, help me. Help me in this area. Help me in this area. And God will begin to speak to you. Come on, let's lift our hands today. Just together, we're going to pray, and then we're going to go into worship. Father, I pray today for every soul that's in this building. Oh, God, I pray today that you would put a desire in our hearts to seek you wholeheartedly. Put a desire in our minds, God, that put a hunger inside of us to hunger for your presence and nothing else. Some of us here, we hunger for other things, Lord, but we know they're not right. And so I pray today, put a spirit inside of us, a steadfast spirit, one that's hungry for your word, the one that's hungry for your presence. And I pray that we would honor you. We would value you in a society where you are not honored and you are not valued. Well, let us today be a people that respect your name, that put value on your name. Lord, we need your help in this area. We need your grace and your favor in this area. And I pray, God, as we begin to honor you, you would move for us. You would bless our house as you did Obed-Edom's. Let us be blessed beyond belief. Not because we're perfect, not because we had it all together, but today we decided to honor your name, to put value on you, to praise you, to say that you're good and that you're amazing, that you saved us. You pulled us out of darkness and into light. God, you've helped us when we couldn't help ourselves. Father, you came in at just the right time. You redeemed us from the dirt that we were living in. And so, Father, we are thankful today. We praise you. We thank you for the life that we have, that you're going to, the things that you're going to do for our lives, the things that you, the doors that you've already opened. We thank you for all that you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's worship our Father in heaven today. Let it, put it on your hearts. You're in the presence of God. Give it to him. Come on, let's sing.
Thank you for tuning into this week's message. We hope that you were encouraged and inspired. For more information about our church, visit kirchurch.com or follow us on Instagram at kirchurch.